From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Many of us hear daily reports about what's happening in Iraq. Just this week, several U.S. soldiers were killed, one who was just hours away from ending his tour of duty. And a new report by the International Organization for Migration says that nearly 190,000 Iraqis have been displaced by violence this year. Among the questions that accompany the ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is cost. How much is the United States military spending on these wars, and broadly, to fight terror? That's a question Boston Globe reporter Brian Bender tackled recently, with the help of new figures from the Congressional Research Service. Brian, welcome.
Hello.
So, how much is the Iraq War costing American taxpayers per week?
Well, the best estimate, the most up-to-date estimate we have, is something on the order of $2 billion a week. So, it's increasing quite dramatically. About 3 years ago, the first year of the war, it was about $1 billion a week. So it's basically doubled over the past 3 years as the violence has gone up, as the mission has expanded, and as lots of other costs associated with the deployment have gone up.
So can you give us a breakdown of the types of costs or where the money is going?
Well, clearly a big chunk of the cost is just the day-to-day operations of the troops. For example, it's a very fuel-intensive operation. As we know, this year, oil prices jumped up quite a bit, so that has driven the cost up. As I said, the violence has gone up, so that has put U.S. troops out there in the field more often. But then there are other so-called hidden costs. It's been 3 years since the U.S. arrived in Iraq. We're starting to spend more and more money on barracks, bases, permanent or semi-permanent infrastructure to support those troops. Clearly, a lot of money has gone to contractors to support the American and coalition presence there. So there's lots of different costs that are going into that. And, you know, one of the more recent increases in costs has been simply replacing equipment that has been damaged or destroyed or basically worn out after being used heavily over the last few years.
We spoke to Amy Belasco of the Congressional Research Service. Now, she produced and continually updates a report on the cost of the Iraq War and other operations since 9/11. Here's what she had to say about breaking down the numbers.
The monies for war are mixed up with the monies for their regular peacetime budget. So they really don't know specifically sort of how much is spent for war.
Don't know or won't tell.
That's unusual.
Let me ask, don't know or won't tell?
Because the monies are, in fact, literally dumped into the same accounts, nobody knows precisely. They could choose to set up separate accounts for war, and then we would know, but they haven't done that.
So, Brian, how do you parse out what is actually a war cost and what is going to other military operations? And do you think the Pentagon is deliberately seeking to make it confusing to figure out where the money is going?
Well, I think there's some evidence of a shell game, if you will. For example, there's about $4 or $5 billion per year that the Army is spending on redesigning its frontline units to make them, as the Army says, more modular. But that's a program that was in place long before the Iraq War. However, that chunk of money, this $4 or $5 billion a year, has been shifted into the special war budget and taken out of the annual budget. But yet at the same time, when the Pentagon puts out its tallies for how much it's spending on the war, it doesn't include that $4 or $5 billion per year. So it's including it in the war budget, but not counting it as part of the war cost. And, you know, budget hawks and other critics will say that the Pentagon's being disingenuous, that it's basically taking advantage of a war budget to dump in some other expenses so that it frees up its regular budget for other things. So Amy is right. And, you know, she's done some of the best estimates on this, given what information is available. But clearly, when you're talking about $500 billion or more, and a lot of that money is being mixed up for different things, it's very difficult for the Congress in its oversight role to really get a sense of what is direct war costs and what are other things that really aren't that related.
And the Congressional Research Service is a nonpartisan organization that's supposed to really help members of Congress evaluate what they are allocating money for. And this report that Amy Belasco did is really about the allocation of money, not so much how it is spent in the end. Do you have any way as a reporter of really following the money to the final destination, to how it is spent on, you know, an item by item basis? Or do you have to rely more on these numbers that deal with how it is allocated to be spent?
primarily we rely on the figures that lay out how it's allocated or what particular accounts, if you will, the war money goes to. But clearly there are other ways to get at this issue. For example, when it comes to the contracting to outside firms to do a lot of the heavy lifting in Iraq, that's something that can be tracked by going back, looking at the contracts, seeing how much has gone out, how much these companies have received. But, you know, it's very difficult. The Pentagon in the past has been more willing to put out, for example, just a monthly costs of the war. It hasn't been as willing to do that. I know there are a couple of newspapers that have filed a Freedom of Information Act request to get the Pentagon to be a little bit more forthcoming in providing some of these up-to-date estimates, because even the Congressional Research Service will complain that the Pentagon doesn't provide a real detailed picture of what is coming in, not just of what's coming in, but what's going out and where it's going out.
And from what I understand from these Freedom of Information requests, the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, is obligated by law to submit some accounting of what it's done, and it hasn't updated those recently.
Correct. It hasn't been doing it very regularly, and once in a while, these figures will get out to the press or will be leaked to the press, but it certainly does not seem to be something that the budget officials over at the Pentagon are very interested in doing, which is to just put out on a regular basis their best guesstimate, if you will, of what they're spending and generally where it's going. They haven't really done that.
The most recent report from the Congressional Research Service is called The Cost of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Other Global War on Terror Operations Since 9/11. Now, that's a huge name. I'm assuming Iraq is the largest expenditure of those, but how does it, in very rough terms, break down for what's going to Iraq, what's going to Afghanistan, which is heating up, and what's going to other aspects?
Well, I think generally it's roughly in the ballpark of maybe $380 billion for Iraq, perhaps another $80 or $90 billion for operations in Afghanistan, and then a much smaller slice for these other operations. For example, after 9/11, when the United States started to conduct round-the-clock air patrols over the United States, something that was called Operation Noble Eagle, that's included in that. But that element has steadily gone down over the years. And the real cost driver has been the Iraq conflict, because Afghanistan has stayed relatively stable in terms of the operational cost. So, yeah, Iraq is the biggest piece of the pie. There's no doubt about it, and it's getting bigger.
Let's listen to a little bit more of Amy Belasco talking about how the accounting affects the government at large.
The spending for the global war on terrorism altogether is a rather enormous number. It's about $507 billion. Which is an enormous amount of money, and it has a significant effects on the budget deficit. We borrow monies to pay for it. And the chief difficulty I have with not having a better grasp on the numbers is this means that we really don't know what we're facing in the future either.
So, Brian, some estimates I've seen say that spending on the war could exceed $800 billion in total in the coming years. So, what will this do to our nation? And I don't mean just in terms of defense. I mean on a larger level in terms of, you know, debt, deficit, Medicare, Medicaid, all of those things.
Clearly, it puts enormous pressure on the deficit the longer this conflict goes on. And, you know, it's like when you're balancing your checkbook, if a huge sum of money is going to one thing, it means that some of these other accounts are going to get shortchanged. So clearly, domestic programs, other government funds are going to have to be scaled back the longer the Iraq war and some of these other conflicts go on. But, you know, in the end, you know, I think it's very difficult to predict how much it's going to cost. Certainly more detailed figures from the Pentagon, a more detailed picture of where the funds are specifically going would help. But, you know, a lot of it depends on how many troops are in Iraq. And if the current level of 160,000 troops or so stays constant, then clearly there's going to be a huge cost down the road. If those troop numbers are reduced, the cost could start to edge down. And there have been some predictions or some people have tried to sketch out, well, how much would the war cost if we cut 50,000 troops? How much would it cost if we cut 100,000 troops? But those are pretty squishy numbers. It's hard to say. And again, it doesn't account for some of these hidden costs of the war, which is an army that is stretched thin, is wearing out a lot of its equipment that's going to have to be replaced. at some point in the future. Some members of the House Armed Services Committee have crunched some of their own numbers, particularly on the Democratic side, and have predicted that, you know, we're talking of a cost $20, $30, $40, $50 billion long after the war, just to reset, as they say, to reset the army to get it back to where it was.
Finally, what about Iran? There has been a lot of debate in Washington circles over whether or not the administration is considering or has considered or will consider any kind of military action against Iran. What does your current wisdom tell you about those discussions? And also, how would that, if that happens, affect these calculations?
Well, I mean, that's $1 million question, I guess.
Or $1 billion question.
Yeah, clearly the Pentagon, the military planners in the U.S. Central Command are thinking about potential military scenarios should it come to that. But clearly the risk and the cost, not just in money, but the costs in stability, I think most people would say at this point are extremely high if the U.S. and Iran came to blows. At the same time, there are those who will say, well, we have 160,000 troops right next door to Iran. And then on the other side of Iran is Afghanistan, where there's 20,000 U.S. troops. There's a huge military presence there. The U.S. is already there. Maybe it wouldn't be that much of a leap, if you will.
Brian Bender, thank you so much.
Sure.
Brian Bender is a staff reporter for the Boston Globe. He joined us from our headquarters in Washington, D.C.